What comes to mind when you think of rock and roll legend Todd Rundgren? If you're over 40, you might think of this. Or this.
Hello, it's me.
Or maybe even this.
We can't play this game anymore, but can we still be friends?
If you're under 40, chances are your eyes are glazing over right about now. So to help you get up to speed as to who this multi-instrumentalist, producer, and sound engineer is, Todd Rundgren also wrote this. Todd Rundgren has been making a living in music since the 1960s, performing with bands like The Nazz, Utopia, and even The New Cars. But it's as a solo artist and record producer that has cemented his place in rock history. He's mastered the art of power pop ballads, created album-length progressive rock masterpieces. He's produced arguably the greatest recordings for bands as diverse as The Patti Smith Group, Grand Funk, XTC, Meatloaf, and the New York Dolls. Rundgren comes to Rockford this Friday and Saturday night to perform with the Rockford Symphony Orchestra. This will be just the second time in his decades-long career that he's performed with such a large ensemble. The first, with Amsterdam's Metropole Orchestra, took place last November. Here's Rundgren explaining how that show came about.
It actually wasn't my idea. I'm not that audacious. I wouldn't presume that I could just go out and find an orchestra somewhere to play all my stuff. It would naturally have to be an orchestra that, and in this particular case, a producer that had already done this kind of thing and also wanted to do something with me in particular. In other words, I was lucky enough to have a fan in Holland who was also a producer of orchestral concerts, particularly sort of like fusions of popular artists and the orchestra. So it was presented to me as an opportunity, and all I really had to do was agree to the list of songs that we would do. And they hired a great arranger in Tom Trapp and a great conductor in Steve Sidwell, and essentially all I had to do was show up and sing.
And how does one get from Amsterdam to the cornfields of northern Illinois?
It actually came about through the promoter of the show, which is an entity that goes by the name of RundgrenRadio.com. They wanted to do something that was, you know, similarly special and unusual. I had the rights to use the charts from the Metropole Orchestra sessions, so they actually went out and started asking orchestras to consider doing this, and the Rockford Symphony was apparently comfortable with the idea, and that's why we're doing it.
What struck me instantly when watching the videos of the Metropole concert was not just the excitement in the audience, but the pleasure Rundgren himself was experiencing on stage.
It's kind of like you can't believe you have such an opportunity in the first place. You know, I have so many of these, you know, professional lifelong musicians, you know, back you up in the first place. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing it, how long you've been playing, it's still an amazing thing to have other musicians kind of like commit themselves to your performance. There's no way that you can't have a good time. I was kind of nervous at first because I hadn't done anything like this before, and I had no idea what it would sound like and no idea what the audience response might be like to it, and it just turned out great in every respect.
Todd Rundgren will perform two concerts with Stephen Larson and the Rockford Symphony Orchestra this Friday and Saturday evening at 8 in downtown Rockford's gem, the Coronado Theater. For WNIJ News, I'm Eric Radeke.